literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A
wee
mullet.
We on, baby.
Like, you know, you don't want to just, if some guy comes into your room and starts like fingering your butthole, they're not saying like, hey, dude, just mind over matter. So it's not like that. Sure. But if you were like, say like, you know, some dude was like, I'm going to come in and finger your
butthole. That's happened to a lot of women.
What? Some dudes come in and finger their
butthole? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching, there's a whole show on this guy named the East Area Rapist.
Mm-hmm.
It's Patton Oswalt's wife wrote a book. She like solved this guy's, she caught this guy.
What?
It was a cold case. She wrote a fucking murder mystery about him. Like a factual, obviously, it wasn't. And caught him. But there was one guy, there was a bunch of rapists back then.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s. Like, yeah. Serial rapists. Like, that was a common thing.
They were just out and about.
There were dudes that were, like, prowling neighborhoods and, like, breaking into houses and, like, getting women.
What?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. This guy did it constantly. But there was one dude known as the Stinky Rapist.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was making me laugh quite a bit. They all had nicknames. All the rapists had names.
He was just.
And one of them was the Stinky Rapist. And it was because he smelled so bad.
Oh.
And I thought that was a great nickname for.
It's like the Stinky Cheese Man.
Just being a stinky rapist. Like, you know how bad you have to smell to while you're raping someone, then be like.
True. Yeah. Although I think your senses get heightened. Like, you'll remember, like. But yeah, that's pretty.
Because you'd think they'd be focused on the. You know, the horrific atrocity that's taking place. But then they're like, God damn, this stinks.
Yeah,
and everybody reported that the East Area Rapist had a small dick. Like, every single person was like, the only things I remember about him was he had a pretty small dick.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's kind of horrible. That's terrifying. So she solved these things?
She did, actually. And then she died. She OD'd, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She was taking, like, Xannies and shit before bed.
Dude, crushing, I mean, if that's all you're focused on, yeah, I'd be, if I was writing about, if I was taking down, like, BNE rapists,
yes,
like, burglar.
Dude, it was, like, scary. Some of these are, like, scary.
Yeah.
Like, this one girl was, like, playing piano and her parents had just left, turned around, he was just standing there. Yeah, he did, like, and the worst was when he started doing it to dudes, not to guys, but, like, to women with their husbands in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would, like, put a gun to the people's heads. It'd be like, if you fucking move, I'll kill you and fuck the wife. Like, in front of a husband.
To the husband's
head? Pretty fucking terrible. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I'm telling you.
I know.
I'm just getting shot, dude. I can't. I couldn't sit there and do that. I have an old neighbor who's constantly like, hey, I'll go inside and he'll be like.
Hey. So you're calling all those dudes cowards?
Yeah. Honestly, dude.
It's pretty tough to look at them.
I mean, dude.
It's brutal. I don't know, man.
You got it. I mean, especially it's a gun and it's like. How is he...
Gun, maybe. I think he was going knife first and then hog-tying you before you knew exactly what was happening.
Okay. I was going to say,
like, where you still think it's, like, kind of a robbery, hopefully.
I thought he was doing it while... I'm like, no way a guy can fucking hold a gun in my head at the same time.
Yeah, especially with a penis. The guy's notable...
True.
Notable penis. That thing would be slipping out the whole time.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I don't know, man. A knife's inexcusable, dude. If someone has a knife and they're like, I'm going to tie you up at knife point, it's like, nah, dude, we're wrestling over that knife.
True.
I don't know.
I hear you. But again, if you just woke up and there's this fucking dude with his dick out standing in front of you with a knife.
I think about this all the time. I'm like, whenever I'm laying in bed.
Waking up
I'm constantly being like, if there was a guy in my house, like, how quick could I react? And I have to, whenever I sleep, especially if I'm by myself, I'll have to, like, come to peace with the situation. I'm like, there fully could be a guy in my house, and I trust myself to pop up naked. I kind of have this weird desire to
fight a guy naked
in that situation and fight my way out of it.
I did go for that. I've talked to you. The time I had sleep paralysis.
Yeah, exactly.
Ass naked.
Yeah.
Came out swinging, dude.
Fucking.
I had to swing. I was swinging in the dark, dude. All right, sorry to interrupt the. We got number two was.
So present moment.
Getting fingered in the ass.
Present moment, and then there's. Yeah, being able to be in touch with the present moment, being able to accept painful material that pops up. Like, if you're sitting there and being like, you know, like, I'm a fucking loser. You're at a quick matrix point where you're either going to let that dictate your next move, like your behavior, or you can sit there and be like, this is just a thought my brain's producing. And then the other, so that's like being able to sit with stuff that's kind of painful without actually having that dictate your behavior.
Yeah.
Because typically when you're trying to mitigate psychological pain, you do a quick maneuver just to get rid of it that usually kind of makes your life smaller and smaller because you're trying to once you deem a thing a threat, your brain naturally starts to avoid it. So the idea is, you're able to be contact the present moment, be mindful of painful situations or, you know, thoughts or whatever, And then the other part's the behavioral part, where you have a set of like values or things that you actually want in your life. And then when you get to the point, you're able to sit there and diffuse yourself from your thought and then move towards a thing that you actually want, rather than limiting your life through just trying to mitigate psychological stuff that's not real. And, you know, in a sense that it's not actually affecting your life, because if you were contacting the present moment, you would know that you're just kind of like sitting in a chair about to eat dinner. But you can see, like, dude, like, I'm not harping on the Reddit stuff, but you could sit there and imagine these dystopian futures where you're like, everyone's going to leave, and you can start acting out of this thing that hasn't happened and doesn't exist in the present moment. Or you can just sit in the present moment and be like, all right, how do I actually think? What do I actually value? And move towards that despite feeling a certain way. So that's this guy studied it and like came up with a system.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have it like a module where it's set up where people, I'm going to have three levels to it where people can just do it just with like their friends. Like, here's a module. You can just like talk about this stuff and, you know, try to like put the ideas in your life. The second one would be more like the first one would be people just take the test to see how they rate on psychological flexibility who don't do any of it, like a control group. And then they can come in like 6 months later and be like, how's your psychological flexibility? Second one's a peer group, just peers, no like, you know, super guidance. And then you see like before and after 6 months, and then do pre and post tests for people who are actually in like a structured group, and then take all that data and see like if the whole thing I'm trying to figure out is if you actually need a therapist, or if people can, with the information, do something comparable by themselves so that people can have free therapy and not have to have the option exist.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm on right. That's what I'm working on right now.
That's tight.
So I'm working on right now. So that's the goal. That's the goal right now. And I hope, you know, I'm just hoping that it doesn't get fucking.
Why would that ever get it? It can't get influenced.
Yeah, it's true.
It can't.
But what I'm trying to do is come up with a system to build a bridge for people to kind of like, you know, just use the internet for a thing that actually feels.
So good. You're trying to help the mental stability of the Reddit boys who are.
I'd like to, bro. Like I said, I'm not even mad, dude.
So all these dudes on Reddit, you're trying to help. You're basically Jane Goodall getting ripped apart by H. I am, dude. You're like, hold on, guys. I'm trying to help. And they're
no, you know, but, you know, it's. My heart's in the right place, man. It's just, you know. Heart's too big. When your heart's too big, it just gets kicked and punched all over, dude.
Oh, man.
But no, I was actually excited, so I figured out finally how to do it, where I'm just going to release the thing. I'm going to do a thing where I do mock therapy sessions with comedians where you can just make up fictitious things and like, go through it so people can watch and see how, like, you know, a group is, but you would have to do it in, like, you know, obviously, like, an entertaining way. So, pretty fun.
That's get people's act,
because they do. When you go to school for this, they have mock therapy sessions that they're so fucking funny.
What type of things do they talk about?
It's just a guy being like, it's like they'll have a therapist trying to show people, like in trainings they'll be like, you know, we'll do like a fake therapy session, and it'll be a guy like another like therapist or a therapist in training acting bad, be like, I just can't stand my wife, she gained weight, she doesn't do nothing around the house, dude. Fucking
the most
funny.
Basic fucking psychology possible.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But yeah, so that was my that was last night. I was like, it all clicked, and I was like,
it all clicked. Thank God. That's nice. Yeah. It's nice when a plan comes together.
Exactly. So, but yeah, man. So that was the dude. It really is crazy to think about how much people freak themselves out over a thing that's not physically like a biological threat or something that's actually in their life. It's like people spend a good portion of their life trying to keep almost like mental ghosts at bay. That if they were just to turn, instead of trying to fight them, just accept them, be like, yeah, that is something about me that kind of sucks, and be like, it's all right, bud. Come here. And you bring yourself all in together, and you stop trying to like control the little things, you know, and you can just move towards, you just think of what you actually want to do and just go do that. Because you're going to feel shitty no matter what. But if you try to control how shitty you feel,
yeah,
you'll definitely feel more shittier, because you'll never get to do the things you kind of want to do. So, pretty sick.
Yeah, I've learned to kind of power through feeling shitty.
Yeah, you have to.
Just do whatever
I used to fucking quit things so hard. I would feel shitty and be like, My I would concoct this whole thing where I'm like, this clearly isn't for me. I got to get out of it.
I quit the fuck out of things.
I mean, some things are good. That's the other thing, too. Yeah. Some things are genuinely good. Like, you know, like I was definitely in a marriage that wasn't working for me overall. That was like, that was something I quit that I was
You're
like.
You're going to throw that under the bus, too?
What? My first marriage? That was genuinely my fault, too, dude. Again, that was another thing. You would talk about like pre-imagined situations. It would be like not have sex for 3 days. And I'm like, I'm going to be fucking celibate. Oh, my God.
Oh,
and you start being like, you imagine if
you were a fucking pussy, Brad, is the gayest shit on earth.
It's on, dude.
I was in that, too. And the relationship I was in, I was just like, we never even have sex. It's like, dude, why would she? I was sitting there fucking just laying there playing video games. I didn't have a job. Good Lord.
Yeah, man. I did it. I shudder to think about that, too.
Yeah.
Just the fact of like. Same thing. I was just lousing around.
When's the last time she even gave me head?
Exactly.
It's like, dude.
Dude, I would like fart to the point where she was retching in bed. Yes. Be like, we never have sex. I would never do anything. I would go. We'd go out to a nice dinner, and I had this thing where like I would finally get the bill, and like if we like argued at all, I'd instantly be like, why the fuck do you even go out and do anything then? So if we went out somewhere nice, I would instantly complain about how much it costs after doing it. So it would just completely. If you take a girl to a nice dinner and you're like, we have to tighten our belts a little bit after that. You're just not getting a pussy. You're like, I mean, I hope you're happy with that because I just have a stomachache. I don't see why people pay all that money for expensive dinners because they just use too much butter. The food's too rich. I'm not used to it. And she would just be like, I'm not sucking this guy's dick.
Yeah, of course. So, how could you?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
But yeah.
Sucks to just think about the queen, my bae.
Yep.
Former bays I let go by being a fat bitch just laying around.
Well, it didn't. That was the thing. I would sit there I could sit there. There's a bunch of, there's like bad stuff I could put on that person. This is bad stuff.
Of course.
But it's like, in reality, it always takes two to tango, first of all. For sure. And then it's like, I would sit there and be like, in my head, I'm sitting there. I'm just a dude who like probably could just jerk off and forget about this, or just like figure out ways to like cultivate sex in a marriage. But I would just sit there and in my head, I'm in this imagined scenario where I just like become involuntarily celibate in a relationship and then act as if that's the reality I'm inhabiting.
Yeah,
which are the, I start taking these wild drastic actions that just fuck stuff up more because it's not based in reality, and the other person's just looking at you like, what's going on? You're like, and you can't explain it because you're literally not acting in the reality around you, and you're also not like talking to the other person, having them be like, here's how I'm feeling. You're just being like, fucking never have sex.
Yeah, remember when you used to fuck me?
Yeah.
God.
But then you do that in your life in like millions of different arenas. So it's like, unless people can, there's an idea where you can have thoughts and you take them as reality, and even a self story. You can have a thing where you're like, I'm a nice guy. So then you do things that aren't nice, and then you have to.
Yeah, I'm like real nice.
you do things, then when you do things that aren't nice, you have this thing where you deny that you actually did them, and you have to concoct things that say that you didn't do them, rather than just being like, I try to be a nice guy, but yeah, I'm kind of a dick sometimes. Sometimes I fuck up and do shit. Sometimes my fucking demons possess me.
Yeah, your demons are at your neck today.
I'm in that grip of my demon all the time, dude, but.
That's all right. You're getting out of it. I can see you getting out of it already during this cast.
I know. You have to, dude. Yeah, I mean, you have to. You have to take your lumps, man. I can only imagine how our president feels. Imagine.
Dude, imagine, I know. Imagine. All day. Every day long. The Reddit is actually just the entire country.
I mean, am I DJT right now? I mean, I guess you guys have put me in that position.
No, you're Hill Dog. I'm obviously DJT. Billy is definitely my not gay Pence.
He's Pence?
Yeah, he's definitely a jacked closeted.
He's not going to like that. Oh, sure, he's a jacked closeted.
Jacked closeted? Yeah,
that would make jacked that closeted. Would tip this off. If Pence gets caught with like meth and gay juice, that would definitely make this presidency complete.
Yeah.
That would be the perfect, like, at the end of the orchestra, like, of just Pence getting caught with a bunch of like hot young boys and meth.
That would rule.
Just having him being like,
made mistakes. I let my wife down. I let down everyone around me. Just sucking dudes.
Pence is the perfect. He should always be vice president.
Yeah. I've never met. Has there been a better vice president?
He is like a. You know the cardboard cutouts from Home Alone?
Yes.
He is like a car. I swear. Dude. I want to see someone just go like that. I think he's two dimensional. I think if he were to push Pence, he would just go flat and fall over.
Pence is hilarious, dude. He's also. I don't think he's ever talked.
No.
Ever.
He'll come up every now and again. DJT will be like, all right, Pence. Like, I think he lets Pence him kind of open here and there. Over. Or if like someone asks shit, they'll be like, all right, Pence is going to handle like the hard technical medical questions. Like,
here, go ahead. Yeah, then he gets them wrong, and Trump's like, he's an idiot. I'm sorry.
Hey, yeah, exactly, man.
Pence.
Pence was a sick choice. I don't know where. Strategically, I don't know. I guess it's like it secured some weird block. I think it secured geezers because Pence is like a perfect geezer candidate.
Pence is like, he looks like stability.
True.
To geezers. Yeah. He literally, he looks like, I don't know, like an androgynous, like, I don't know. He's just a thing.
He is.
He's like an entity that looks like a politician, kind of.
He doesn't get any heat, really. People will say like, oh, Pence is an asshole.
Everyone always is just like SNL has a whole thing that's just like, Pence is gay. Mm-hmm. That's their insult on Pence. What's, like, he's kind of gay, right?
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
But no, Pence is hetero as hell.
Dude. Everybody just accuses Pence of being gay. Yeah, the fucking one thing Pence did that was sick was saying he won't go out to dinner with women.
Without his wife.
He won't hang out with women.
He needs his wife there to check
him. Yeah, it's actually a nice move, dude.
Dude, that's so fucking sick. It's a nice move. It's so sick to be like, look, I don't trust myself.
I might get pussy right now.
I might get head at this dinner.
I don't know what to tell you. I might get some head right now.
Damn. I wonder how his wife actually handles that. Pence like has like a golf shirt, sits back. He's like, his wife's like takes his arms down. He's like, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, you're definitely more of a hill dog right now.
Yeah.
We need to get you a pantsuit.
True. I need a futurist.
And those let those hips fill it out.
Yeah, man.
I apologize. That was over the line, dude. That was OL.
Dude, that's the whole point.
Hips are OLs, dude. No, I'll leave your hips out.
We're having fun, dude.
I'm just having so much fun. That's no, okay, dude.
Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt, some funny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted for smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess. A stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin? Its fan base, I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.